Well, it's Friday, November 26th, and this is an update on the new virus, which is the new name for B1.1.529. New as in N-U is the next letter in the Greek alphabet. WHO has called a meeting for today to discuss the new virus. It's a variant that has 32 mutations in the spike gene, including the key receptor binding domain change in the Delta virus. It's got a few other mutations that are found in the Delta virus, but it's predominantly got the changes characteristics of the Beta virus. Some of the new mutations appears to be most concerning regarding vaccine resistance is the one near the deletion at position 145. That deletion is common in the alpha, beta, and gamma variants, but the new variant actually has two additional deletions right adjacent at positions 143 and 144. That seems to be effective at knocking out a good portion of the vaccine targets. And then there's other problems with a basic amino acid near the furin cleavage site. And the level of vaccine resistance seems to be very high. As a result, the new variant is spreading very rapidly in South Africa. It's possible to monitor the virus using the old gene dropout method that was used for the alpha, beta, and gamma. That has to do with the deletions at position 69 and 70. By targeting that, if the virus is positive for other regions but is negative there, it's called a gene dropout or target gene detection failure. Therefore, PCR can be used to very quickly monitor the presence of this virus because the alpha, beta, and gamma viruses are no longer circulating. So the dropout is due to the presence of new and new. And that is showing that it is jump from 1% to 30% of the samples being tested in multiple provinces in South Africa. So the virus is spreading at record rates. The two cases in Hong Kong are linked back to South Africa. One was a traveler who had returned to Hong Kong after visiting South Africa. That patient was put in quarantine at a hotel and subsequently tested positive. He was initially negative when he arrived. Fourth day of quarantine, he tested positive. And then 4 days later, another person in quarantine in the same hotel was infected and tested positive. So it has transmitted forward in Hong Kong at the hotel where the where travelers have been placed under quarantine because of where they traveled from, not because they had symptoms or were tested positive initially. They actually initially tested negative, but they were put in quarantine because of their country of origin, which in this case was South Africa. So the virus is spreading quickly. Both of the cases in Hong Kong had been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine. So they were fully vaccinated. It's not clear if they had received a booster, but they had their two doses of the Pfizer vaccine when traveling, and they tested negative before they got on the plane, and they were negative after they got off the plane, but they were identified during the mandatory quarantine that is used by Hong Kong.